Weeks ago, doctors at the Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, New York, described the scene there as apocalyptic. The neighborhoods around the hospital, Corona, Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, have been some of the hardest hit in New York City. Pressure on the hospital is easing now as the city manages to flatten the curve, but the community is still facing economic devastation. We're joined now by Catalina Cruz, who represents those parts of Queens in the New York State Assembly. Welcome. And Assemblywoman, you've been passing out food to your constituents. Give us a sense of what's happening in your community.
So I think one of the things that's very important is to understand the context of the type of community that I serve. We were already living on the fringes of poverty. The folks who live here, 60% are born in another country, 40% have a non-citizenship status or no status at all, meaning many of them are undocumented and don't qualify for federal, state, or city bailouts. Very few choices of where to get help. And so we find ourselves having to be the front line for hunger, for resources, because when folks don't work, they don't eat, they can't pay rent, and they start making these very, very long lines at food pantries to get help. So one of the first things I did is I turned my actual district office into a food pantry where we give out meals, daily meals, to whoever is willing to come over, make the line. And we even deliver to seniors who may be homebound and have an emergency while we set them up with a more permanent resource for food. And what I am seeing is a line that started with 300 people and now has grown to 2,000 meals. I've seen people who happen to have worked at local restaurants. I see folks from construction unions. I see day laborers. One of the very interesting things is that generally you would see mothers and seniors in these lines. And now you're seeing men, heads of household. You're seeing single people coming to these food lines because they have no other choice.
Yeah. You know, I can just tell from your voice that you are in action mode. But this has to be very heartening to see not only the support from your community, but also to see the need. I mean, this is astounding. Thousands of people waiting in line.
I got to tell you, it's a little bit of a mix of feelings, because on the one hand, my heart is full with the number of neighbors who are reaching out to us saying, how can I help? Where do I send donations? How can I help make deliveries? You know, starting this Thursday, we're going to give out baby products because so many mothers were asking us for diapers and milk because they were running out. And when we put out the call, now my basement is full of boxes of diapers. So on that one hand, I am so happy to see the love of our community for each other. But on the other hand, I am very disappointed in our federal government. These are folks that, regardless of their immigration status, have contributed billions with a B of dollars into our state and federal economy. And when they needed us, we turned our backs on them and said, not our problem. And that's not fair.
For folks who don't know a little bit about you, you're the first former Dreamer in the New York State Assembly. You were once undocumented. This is a population that you not only know because you serve on behalf of them, but you were and you are part of this community as well. I hear your frustration about the federal response. What are your thoughts also about the state response?
I'm very thankful to Governor Cuomo because he has implemented certain policies that have helped, as we can see the numbers flatten the curve, give us certain resources that we need. But, you know, in the same way that I am thankful for that, I'm very wary of the fact that during our state budget, we failed to raise the taxes on the uber rich in our state so that we could have the money to meet certain needs. So I am going to continue to push him to meet those needs. Right now, we don't have an unemployment insurance system that actually allows undocumented workers. And I say workers because these are people who have worked and contributed to our state taxes, but when they lose their job, they cannot claim anything. And so they're left at the mercy of the help that the charity organizations are helping out right now, and it should not be that way. And so I am hoping that as this continues to move, the governor will move in the right direction, because even though he's done a lot, it's not enough. We're going to find ourselves here in the fall, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, and we need to stop it.
Your community has lost some really incredible people, from pastors to activists. Can you tell us a little bit more about a few of the people who have passed away?
Two of my favorite humans who will forever be angels looking over our community. And one of them is Lorena Borjas, and I say is because her memory will forever live with us. She is, in essence, the godmother of the Translatina movement in our neighborhood. She dedicated her life to making sure that we saw our trans Latina sisters, that we fought for them. And she created the kind of community that is loving, that is resilient, and we as allies are going to continue to fight for them and with them to honor that love that she had for them. And then there was, there will forever be Father Antonio Checo, who was one of the pillars of our community. He actually delivered a prayer during my inauguration and reminded me that the service I was about to undertake had to be in the name of the community and taking into account that this wasn't about me, this was about the needs of people. And that's how he lived his life as a former social worker, as, you know, the religious counselor to so many of the people in our community. That's how he lived, remembering that this service isn't about him, it's about the people who need it. And from the moment I heard that he had passed, I've been trying to live the service that I do that way, not thinking about what I need, but how do I meet the needs of my people?
Assemblywoman, I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, and it's a loss for all of us.
He will forever be remembered and honored because he was an amazing human.
Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz, who represents part of Queens in the New York State Assembly. Thank you so much for your work, and thank you so much for sharing with us what's happening in your community.
Thank you.